The surviving co-founder of the Hewlett-Packard Company died today. William Hewlett was 87 years old. Back in 1939, he created an electronics business with his friend and partner, David Packard. Together, they brought that company into the computer age, and along the way, they introduced a management style that is still widely imitated. Karen Lewis served as historian for the company that William Hewlett helped start. She says it all began in a now legendary tiny garage in Palo Alto, California.
In that garage, they decided to try to make a go of a company in the midst of the Great Depression with some ideas that actually were Bill Hewlett's ideas that he had developed when he was a graduate student at Stanford just the year before.
I have read that they had between them $538 for this endeavor.
$538, and that included the value of Dave Packard's drill press, which he drove across the country from his job at GE.
In the beginning, in 1939, what sort of product could they hope to make?
Well, they were making things that were used in communications. They made a variable frequency audio oscillator that was higher quality, less expensive than the competition. And they made products that tested and measured sound, and that's what they were hoping to make originally.
You know, most of these companies were sort of interrupted and it just sort of fell apart when the war came along. But in this particular case, the war may have helped. Mr. Hewlett, Mr. Packard, they came back together after the war and went right into calculators.
Mm-hmm. World War II was a great opportunity for science and technology. And because of World War II and the government infusion of cash into innovation, companies like Hewlett-Packard really got a leg up.
Let me ask you about the phrase, the HP way, this method of organizing and working together. Can you date it back with the company, with Hewlett-Packard?
The HP way was based on basically a Bill Hewlett belief that given a chance, people want to do a good job, and given the tools and the right environment, they will. I don't think Bill Hewlett ever thought about it as an HP way or in any way. They just thought this is the way you treat people, and this is the way you inspire a culture to do their best work and have a good time doing it.
Did you like him personally? What was he like?
Very, very friendly, warm, twinkly, incredibly bright. He had a mischievous glint in his eye, and there wasn't a time that I didn't see Mr. Hewlett when he didn't ask me a question that was a challenge. He was a very broadly educated and widely thinking individual. He leaves a tremendous legacy on the world.
Ms. Lewis, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Karen Lewis is now a historian for a company called Agilent Technologies, a spinoff of HP. William Hewlett died today at age 87 in Palo Alto, California. His partner, David Packard, died in 1996 at 83.